What's that you say? The National Health Service, the one thing that British people can agree on, the one thing that makes the Chancellor of the Exchequer proud to be British, is taking this off, on a certain issue and putting on its sensible Homburg hat and accepting that you have to grow these naturally as a teenager in order to be a woman, and accepting that sex is a biological fact, is a purely biological thing. Is that what did you say? Hang on, no. Haven't you been saying for years and years and years that sex is purely a social construct and there's no such thing as biological sex and that you can, your sex is what you identify as? What I don't understand. Surely you're not so willow-like. Surely you're not so lacking in principle that you're going to change your mind. Surely you're going to keep going with your ideological agenda unto the grave. Surely you're not only in it for the power. Surely you're not realising that you might lose power and so you're backing down, albeit quite subtly, in order to avoid a problem. Surely not. You are. Oh, how predictable. Hello, and welcome to the Jolly Heretic. Now, the National Health Service in the UK has declared that its new charter is going to stress that sex is biological, and it's going to act on this when placing patients on wards. This is the same NHS that was so notorious for allowing teenagers to irreversibly alter their bodies based on the assumption that you are whatever sex you identify as in your mind. I mean, based on the idea of a kind of a projection of self, based on the very primitive idea that you can be whatever you feel you are, or that you can be something that you're not, like a toddler might think. Isn't this interesting? And I want to look at why it's got to this point and why there's been a reaction. But before I do that, could you please subscribe? It really helps me do that. Could you subscribe here? Could you subscribe on YouTube? Could you subscribe on Odyssey? And most importantly, could you subscribe on thejollyheretic.com? That's my Substack, where I put all of the spiciest content that I dare put on YouTube. And where, if you enjoy what I do, you can support me for as little as the cost of a pint of beer a month. Okay, back to the video. So, the National Health Service announced recently that transgender women would be put on wards that related to their natal sex, and transgender men would be likewise. And if this was a problem, then they would be put in special separate rooms on their own. That male wards would be for people who were natally male, and that female wards would be for people that were natally female, and that where possible, this would always be adhered to. Sometimes it's not possible, such as an accident and emergency, or when there's some critical problem that suddenly happens, but in general, it will be the case that trans men will not be housed on single-sex male wards, and trans women will not be housed on single-sex female wards. And this is because sex is understood to be biological. And not only that, but that everybody will have the right to ask for a person of their own sex, a biological person of their own sex, to perform intimate examinations upon them. Now, this is a bit of a change of direction on the part of the woke National Health Service, and it is entirely predictable in psychological terms. It is entirely predictable in terms of the nature of the left, and the reaction is entirely predictable. Now, why is this the case? As I have discussed before, that we have five moral foundations, the group-oriented foundations of obedience to authority, of in-group loyalty, and of sanctity versus disgust, i.e. that you sanctify that which is good for the group and you taboo that which is bad for it. And we have these help because groups that are high in internal cooperation dominate other groups in group selection. But then you have to get to the top of the group. So there's the individually oriented foundations of equality, where you make sure that you get more of the pie, basically. You know, everyone's more quite similar and feels contented. And harm avoidance, which avoids harm to you. Conservatives are about the same in all five moral foundations. Liberals are high only in the two individually oriented foundations. And this makes sense because liberals are high in mental instability, and liberals on average are also physically weak and physically ugly. A lot of studies on this. And so the only way they can get power, they fear a fair fight in terms of attaining power. And so the only way they can get power is via virtue signalling about equality and harm avoidance, i.e. leftism. And that is precisely what they do. Moreover, by virtue of being neurotic, they are inherently unhappy. They inherently see the world as an unpleasant place. They feel they have no power. They feel they, no matter how much power they have, they are low down and don't have any power. They don't feel they can get power in a fair fight. They can only get it via virtue signalling. And so, of course, they are always going to be unhappy with the status quo, and they are always going to want to try and gain power. They're going to be Machiavellian. And also, being utterly selfish people, they're going to be narcissistic. How do you get admiration and feel good about it? They're going to feel bad about themselves being neurotic. One of the ways you deal with that is by creating a narcissistic false self. How can you gain narcissistic supply? Well, you can virtue signal, and everyone can tell you what a jolly nice person you are. So that is the nature of the left. And that is why leftism is associated with these moral foundations, and these selfish moral foundations. But what it means, of course, is there is asymmetrical empathy between conservatives and liberals. Conservatives, all five moral foundations are important. Liberals are selfish. It's only the two individually oriented foundations. And that means conservatives will give ground to liberals because there's asymmetrical empathy. And also because of the nature of the conservative. Studies on people that are conservative indicate that, unlike liberals, they are low in neuroticism, so they are happy people. They are high in a sense of agency, i.e. they feel they have a sense of power. They feel they have power. They feel they have control. Whereas liberals feel that life is chaos and they have no power and they have no control, and so they strive for it. Liberals feel that the world is fundamentally fair, conservatives feel that the world is fundamentally fair, whereas liberals, almost like teenagers, feel it's so unfair, I hate you. Conservatives feel in control, and so the tendency of conservatives is just to give in to the liberals. And what this means, of course, is that you get runaway you get more and more liberal signalling and signalling about equality and harm avoidance, until we get to a point where you can't hurt the feelings of a transgender person by making them go on a ward consistent with their biological sex, where you can't even say that sex is biological because it hurts people's feelings, where you can't even say that sex is biological because it goes against equality. And this carries on until the conservatives are unhappy, until the conservatives feel, until too many people feel that their moral foundations are not attended to, until you have extreme concern with the individually oriented moral foundations and no concern with the group oriented foundations, sanctity, truth, disgust, things like that. And this carries on until there is a reaction, and then you get a conservative reaction. Now, of course, we have to remember...
Just a quick interruption. Please stop for a second and ask yourself this. Is there someone you could easily share this video with? Someone you know will agree because their moral values align with what I'm saying? Well, you should definitely go ahead and do so then. On the other hand, can you think of someone who would definitely not agree, who would just be angry that you would share such a nasty, racist, mean, evil video with them? Most likely you know both types of people, and the reason why these two people would react so differently to this video is because of their moral foundations. According to the moral foundation theory, conservative values rest on five dimensions, while liberals only have two. In other words, they can't relate to conservative or right-wing statements, they can't even understand them. The moral foundations theory was presented by Jonathan Haidt in his book, The Righteous Mind. He showed that the moral conditions of politics are naturally evolutionary. This means that liberal attitudes also have an evolutionary benefit, even if we may find this difficult to imagine. If you want to get a very detailed summary of the main arguments from The Righteous Mind and understand what evolutionary function both conservative and liberal views have, you can do so at Liegeant.com. There you will find a short version of the most important core arguments from the book. In addition to The Righteous Mind, there are also shorts on many other base titles. You won't find most of them on other platforms. You can easily listen to titles in under 25 minutes. This means you can absorb knowledge of a whole book in under half an hour every day. So try it now. Go to Liegeant.com now and sign up with my promo code TJH to get 10% off.
Are you ready for the future of the West?